Quiet Mind, Day 57, right or peaceful? When ego takes sides, everyone loses, even you. In parts of the world gripped by long-standing conflict, there's a deeply rooted belief that says, we are right, they're wrong. You see it in religious battles, racial divides, cultural clashes, and political gridlock. Both sides cling to their own version of history like it's sacred scripture. They've become totally identified with their narrative, their suffering, their truth. The idea that the other side might also have a valid story, unthinkable. And so the cycle continues, blame, dehumanization, violence, again and again. It's not that one side is bad and the other is good. The real villain here is collective ego, us versus them. The same ego that divides individuals now plays on a larger, more dangerous stage. And ironically, most of the world's violence hasn't come from sociopaths or criminals. It's been carried out by average people acting in service of collective madness, normalized insanity. The root of this madness? Full identification with thought and emotion. The moment you label someone or some group as the other, as wrong, you stop seeing them as human. You build your own identity by demonizing theirs. And that separation feels delicious to the ego. It feeds on righteousness, outrage, and indignation like a gourmet meal. Here's the kicker. The very traits that disturb you most in others, selfishness, arrogance, dishonesty, are usually ones you carry yourself but haven't faced. Your enemies are often mirrors. What you condemn in them often lives hidden inside you. The ego isn't personal. It's a pattern, and it's everywhere. Seeing that doesn't make you weak. It makes you conscious. Yes, there are times you must set boundaries, protect yourself, or take action, but be careful not to fall into the ego trap of fighting darkness with more darkness. Trying to destroy unconsciousness with aggression only spreads it. You might defeat an enemy and in the process become one. That's why every war against something, drugs, cancer, crime, eventually backfires. These wars are born from a mindset of fear, not wisdom. Their track record, more chaos, not less. Even medicine, which was supposed to conquer disease, now faces epidemics created by its own tools. Antibiotics, once miracle drugs, are now breeding resistant bacteria. Medical treatments themselves are now one of the leading causes of death. And in prisons, our war on crime has only created mass incarceration and deeper systemic injustice. That's because war is a mindset. And whatever action is born from that mindset will either strengthen the very problem it tries to solve or create a new one just as bad. When you're caught in a mindset of war, your perception narrows. You only see what fits your story, your fear, your need to be right. And from there, all your decisions will be distorted. Turn on the news and you'll see it. People acting from reactivity, not reality. So what's the way out? Start by recognizing the ego for what it is, a mental illness we all share. When you do, you stop mistaking it for someone's identity. You can see someone lashing out and say, ah, that's the ego in action. Not, that's a bad person. And when you see ego clearly, your own ego begins to loosen its grip. You stop playing the game. You don't need to blame or react. You don't take the bait. Instead, compassion begins to rise. You see their suffering. And you recognize it because it's the same suffering in you. Now ask yourself this. Do you want peace? Really? Everyone says they do, but part of you, maybe a quiet part, loves the drama, the fight, the fuel of being right. You might not feel it now, but wait for someone to push your buttons. Wait until someone insults you, ignores you, steps into your space. Watch how quickly something inside you flares up. Your voice changes. Your heart races. Your mind prepares its arguments like weapons. You're ready for battle. Can you see that moment? Can you catch it? That's awakening. That's the moment you get to choose. Stay asleep in ego or wake up to peace. There's something in you that wants to fight, that thrives on proving itself right. But there's something deeper too, something still, wise, and whole that doesn't need any of it. The real question is, which part of you do you want to lead your life?